So let me make a few preliminary remarks. It's very good to see quite a lot of people turning up. You know that I and some of my colleagues in the Madi Maloka community and some of the other communities connected with Madi Maloka have been exploring the idea of what I'm thinking of as an urban vihara. It's a very vague idea, and I'm not sure whether anybody's going to buy it. But anyway, I'm going to explore it and see what happens. And that is that a collection of people around some communities who come together to meditate and to listen to and discuss the Dharma without any other project in mind, and who try between them to develop a strong atmosphere of Dharma practice. And I'm interested in this as a sort of alternative approach to a centre, rather than thinking in terms of a centre as a sort of blank space at which activities are put on, thinking more in terms of a collection of people who are practicing together, especially practicing meditation together, but also listening to and studying the Dharma. So I see this as a contribution to that exploration, to see whether anything does come of it, whether enough of us sort of begin to cohere across our different communities and non-communities for it to really constitute something in itself. I think that's probably sufficiently vague for me to leave it and talk about something else. I wanted to explore, as a contribution to that, some Dharma themes and texts that have been especially important and interesting to me. And if this works, and if it's what people want, I'm quite happy to go on doing it and take up a number of texts and a number of themes over the year and years. Of course, if nobody's here, well, it'll stop. But if people keep coming, then I will continue to do it. I prefer to do it in sequences rather than, you know, one night a week or whatever. I prefer just to spend time over a number of days just exploring deeply a particular text. So I realise it's not going to suit everybody, and if you can't come every night, that's okay. It's a free vihara. Saraha and I decided that if this urban vihara idea comes about, its membership is everybody who turns up, if you see what I mean. But I wanted to start with this text because it's been one I've been exploring a lot in India, and which, to my mind, brings together an important perspective which has underlain my approach to the practice of the Dharma for many, many years under Bhante's inspiration. And which I believe has underlain the creation of the institutions and the community that is our order and movement. And insofar as all of that is a bit up in the air and up for discussion, I'd quite like to revisit those very fundamental approaches which have inspired me, do inspire me now, and will inspire me until enlightenment is reached. This is the text is called The Eight Verses for Training the Mind. It's in the Lojong tradition of Tibetan Buddhism, which almost certainly goes back to the monastic universities of North India. They came into Tibet, these traditions came into Tibet with Atisha, who lived in the 10th century. An Indian teacher who spent a lot of time in Indonesia with the famous logician, so it's called, Dharmakirti, and then went to Tibet, where he really re-established Buddhism after it had gone into decline, having been initially founded by Padmasambhava, or established by Padmasambhava. So these traditions probably go back to the Indo-Indian tradition. He was at Vikramashila, which is in Bihar, I think.